Hey, landlords, are you ready to level up your rental game and simplify your life? Well, get ready to meet your new best friend, KeyCheck. KeyCheck is your all-in-one solution for stress-free property management with tenant-paid screenings, rent payment processing, online lease creation with eSign, and a suite of incredible landlord tools. You'll wonder how you ever lived without it. No more chasing down checks or sifting through piles of applications. KeyCheck helps you organize and manage all things landlording in a simple and efficient way. So if you're tired of the rental chaos and crave seamless, efficient management, head over to KeyCheck.com and sign up today. Make landlord life a breeze with KeyCheck, the game changer for modern property owners.
Welcome to Landlord Diaries, where we talk about midterm rentals and the opportunities behind them. We'll share landlord stories, talk about maximizing investment potential, and discuss how to live the very best landlord life. This podcast is proudly brought to you by Furnished Finder, the place for everything midterm rentals. Remember to like and subscribe if you enjoy our content.
Hello, our wonderful audience. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Kelly Bailey, your podcast host and property owner with Furnished Finder. My hubby and I have a handful of midterm rentals in the Austin, Texas area, and I am so happy to be here with you today.
And I am Katie Lyon. I am in marketing at Furnished Finder, and I also own a few properties myself. So it's so great to be here today. Today we get to talk to Brandy, and Brandy is just, I could not stop smiling when we were talking to her. She is this amazing mix of like happiness and joy and thoughtfulness mixed with like some hustle, not some hustle, a lot of hustle. Like, you can tell, like, she has worked for exactly where she is today, and she has shown it because her company brings in $180,000 of revenue per month. So she is just a gift, and it was so amazing to talk to her. So please enjoy this episode. Quickly also remember that our podcast and all of the episodes are sponsored by Furnished Finder. Furnished Finder is the go-to website for midterm rentals for property owners to list your property is only $99 per year, no matter how many rentals, how many leases you have. And for travelers, there's absolutely no booking fees. There's no fees for anyone. It's very simple and straight to the point. So we hope you enjoy this episode, and we hope you have a chance to check out Furnished Finder.
Let's jump into this week's episode with a really special guest. Her name is Brandy Jones, and she is a breath of fresh air and puts a super fun, unique twist on midterm rentals. Brandy lists exclusively with Furnished Finder and has scaled her business to 60 plus units, producing 180K monthly in revenue, and doesn't own a single property. If you'd like to connect with Brandy, her website is housefornow.com. Hello, Brandy. How are you?
Hello.
I'm great. Hi, Katie. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. We're looking forward to some fun conversation today.
That's right.
Well, let's jump into the first question. Wow is all I've got to say. 60 plus units. And you don't own any of them. So that's kind of mind-blowing to me. So how does it work?
How does it work? A good team, right? Yes. Like, I can't do any of this without a good team. So from the installers to the movers to the decorators, a really good team. And, of course, the complexes can't do this without good property managers and good partners when it comes to the complexes. So. The partners, we call our partners the complexes. The large apartment complexes, we partner with them. So those are our partners. So don't want to get confused. Some people, you know, have partners where they invest, but our partners are our apartment complexes. So we use apartments.com. I use apartments.com. And I mostly filter. So Apartments.com is great, as well as Furnish Finder, because it lets you filter. And so you kind of look for, at the top, there's a part where you can look for corporate housing. All of those apartment complexes come up, and I pick up the phone and I give them a ring. And it typically goes like, hey, this is Brandy from House for Now. Could we have a corporate application, you know, looking to pick up a few units?
Oh, that's so awesome. So what is corporate housing?
Yeah, so corporate housing is 30-day stays or longer for business travelers, nurses, the very people who come to Furnish Finder for a place to stay.
Okay, and so you have you connect through Apartments.com, you look for corporate housing, and then you call up these complexes and say, I want to rent some units. So is it a sublease or what is it?
You know, in the corporate housing world, we try not to call it a sublease, but we do call it a master lease, right? Or a corporate lease, all these different names. But I guess you could, from a landlord point of view, you could look at it as subleasing, just with a different name.
How do they do a, like, what's the normal application process since you're not an individual? Is it?
Yeah, so they run our DUNS number. So each corporation has a special DUNS number, which is a lot like a company's social security number, right? But since we're a company and we can't have a social.
Is that like an EIN?
Yes, it's a lot like an EIN. Okay. But more like a social, because you can build it and you can, I mean, more like a credit score. You can build it and you can, it can go bad, it can go up, the points can go up, things like that.
Okay. All right, so, Brandy, I have to, I gotta, it's like clear that you are like way smarter than me.
No.
And, but like, you know what you're doing, and you're, this is not your, your first rodeo, right? So like, but I just like want to back up. Tell us like, tell us your story and your journey. Like, how did you start all this? How did you figure this all out? What brought you to this path, right? Because it's like, you're doing amazing. And I'm like, I know a lot of listeners out there are probably like, okay, that's incredible. What? But like, how'd you get to step 12?
Yes. Yeah. So I was, my parents were landlords. And so I've always loved real estate. And I've always tagged along on those 2 a.m. broken, bathroom calls, you know, broken toilet calls. So I've just always really loved real estate. And so about 5 years ago, I got the chance to transition to just kind of CEO, but we were small. So, you know, we didn't have as many units. And so it, CEO just, you know,
so did
take
you
that
start
with a grain
the
of
company
salt.
Or did you start by working at the company?
Yep. So I started this part of the company. Okay. It was a mom and pop before. It didn't even have the same name. We didn't have a DUNS number. You know, we were mom and pop. My parents were mom and pop landlords.
Okay.
So I guess you can say, yes, I started the company.
So it's a family business.
And yeah, it was a family business, but I really wanted to transition away from long terms.
Okay.
I thought that we could just, I thought that we could do better than that. We still, there's still an element there, but House for Now stands on its own with the 60 units, and those long terms are not part of the 60 number.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. That makes sense. So tell us how you got involved in that, what you liked about midterm and how you, you know, how you jumped in and what kind of, how did you get to where you are today?
Well, in the beginning, I didn't know that I liked midterm. I just knew that I didn't like long term.
Okay.
I actually thought that I would prefer short term.
Oh,
you know, I think a lot of people think like Airbnb, or they think, surely I'll prefer short term. But I learned very quickly that short term was not for me as an owner. It wasn't for my personality, because of the amount of turnover, because of the the need to party. You know, Nashville, you know, as you mentioned, Kelly, Nashville is huge with bachelorettes. And so, we, you know, it just, I learned really quickly. that right. We didn't want any bachelorettes. We didn't want you know, the noise and all of that good stuff. So then Nashville came down with rules that our stays could only be 30 days. Okay. And it just solidified what I already was transitioning to, which was that midterm 30-day minimum stay. So that all kind of happened. Nashville came down like an iron fist really quickly. And that all kind of happened really fast. And so I didn't know. I didn't know that I liked midterms. But here we are.
Awesome.
Does that answer your question?
That answers yes, my definitely. Question. So what kind of resources did you use to learn the ropes and to learn, like, okay, if I'm going to call an apartment complex, like, what do I say? How do I get these units? And
stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Furnished Finder, the ultimate platform for hassle-free midterm rentals. Whether you're a seasoned landlord or just getting started, Furnished Finder is the place for you. With Furnished Finder, you can say goodbye to booking fees and hello to direct bookings for 30-day plus days. It's a win-win for everyone involved. So if you're ready to experience the joys of midterm renting and take a load off your landlord's shoulders, head over to furnishedfinder.com today. We make it easy to get started. We're grateful to Furnished Finder for sponsoring this episode, and we're sure you'll love what they have in store for you.
I use the School of Hard Knock.
Yeah, girl.
I looked on a lot of YouTube, a lot of Facebook groups, but they still kind of were selling a script. Mm-hmm. And I felt like if everyone is selling the same script, then they're going to know that I'm reading a script.
Right.
I just didn't feel connected to a script.
Right.
So I just decided to pick up the phone and try my charm at it. And the first one worked. We went to the Gulch, which is a really great area of town here in Nashville. Just a lot of fun. A lot of those bachelorettes come through there. And I was shaking. I remember I was shaking Katie.
And I love she, it.
The leasing agent picked up the phone and I was like, hi, I have a new company. My name is Brandy. And I don't know, I just kind of spilled it all out to her. And she said, calm down. She said, calm down. She said, what unit are you looking for? And I had to run. And I ran to the website and I'm like, an A1, because they were called, it was that particular complex calls it, an A1.
Right.
So I said, an A1. And she said, what length would you like? And I said, 12 months, And the more questions that she was asking, the more I knew that this was maybe a possibility.
Right.
That's so cool.
And then when she mentioned the DUNS number and all of the things that we kept, those corporate credit scores and all of those things that we needed, I'm the type of person, I will stay up all night. And so that's what I did. I went,
right.
I got a DUNS number, I registered, I did all the things that she needed. And she was very patient. Her name is Tia. She was very patient and she came back. And I came back to her and I was like, here, please, let me know. And in 12 hours, she said, you guys are approved. When do you want to move in? And I thought, here we go.
That's right.
Awesome. That's how it started. I wish I had a more professional way of starting, but no.
I feel like any good company at the very, very beginning, that's what it's about, right? It's about putting yourself out there. It's about educating yourself. And it's about stepping into the ring before you're ready because you're never going to be ready. Yes. You're never going to be ready.
Never.
Boots to the ground.
Have to give it a chance.
Never. And just trusting, to the landlords who are listening, just trusting that the person on the other end was ready to meet me.
Right.
They were ready, even though I didn't have the answers and I didn't even really know. Now we try not to do 12-month leases because 12 months comes around so very quickly.
Right.
So now I know to say, give me your longest lease. Right. But I still trusted that whoever answered that phone was ready for me.
Right. That's really good feedback, because you're honing in on something that's so valuable, and it's expecting the best out of people. And yes. In a business like landlording, at times you're taught to expect the worst so that you have all your ducks in a row in case someone decides, you know, that they wanted to go after you for something. But really, right. We can expect the best in people and just have the right practices in place. So that's great feedback. Yes.
Yeah. I think that's also another secret to making progress and achieving things is being okay with telling someone like, okay, I'm not sure. Let me get back to you. And as soon as you show that vulnerability, anyone's natural response is to get on your side and help you out. Right. And if you're the right person with the right character, they're going to go out of their way to help you cross that finish line, because you're being humble and you're showing that you want to learn, you want to progress. And I think that's huge, you know, saying I don't know, or I'm not sure is an okay answer.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So Brandy, you said you have 60 plus lists or units, and you advertise exclusively on Furnish Finder. But I did my homework, and on Furnish Finder, you only have 5 listings marketed. So how does that work?
Well, we cannot handle the demand that Furnish Finder brings us. Here in Nashville, everybody wants to come to the It City, right? Whether they're a business traveler, especially mm-hmm. the nurses, everyone wants to come here. Or even the people, the everyday person who maybe their home is not ready, and you know they have 2 more months before they move into their new home. If we had more listings, we would not be able to handle the demand, you know, from the calls. What I love about
that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I guess so. What I love about Furnish Finder is they can call, they can text, they can email. We get tenant leads, housing request. So you can imagine if we're getting, I think we're averaging maybe 10 or 15 leads a day. That's quite a bit times 5. You know, the whole point is to drive them to the website, right? To drive them to the website. Mm-hmm. And I think with 60 units, 5 listings does that.
Right.
Nice. Yeah. That's great. So I mean, my first thought as if I'm a traveler and I see, go ahead and I follow through, I say, ooh, this one looks nice. And then on the back end, I know that you actually have 60 units, not just the one that I'm looking at. So do you furnish all of them the same so that you can easily move them to whichever units available, or how does that work?
We try to have a house for now standard, right? So each unit is fully furnished. And we like to say that it's going to be that Wi-Fi, electric, water, valet trash, plus all the community amenities like the pool. You know, each guest is welcome to use all of the community amenities just as if they were a resident. Mm-hmm. But inside the unit, it's going to come with everything you need. All you need is your suitcase and maybe your shoes. But it's going to come with it's going to come with the spoons, the forks, down to the toilet paper, the pillow protectors, the mattresses, all of those things we've already taken care of. The pots and pans and the Keurig machines and coffee makers, everything is there. So that's kind of how that works.
Awesome. And you have from our intro call, I think you told me so that you can keep them pretty similar, that you have a furniture partner. Why don't you tell us about
so
that?
Yeah, so we're kind of moving away from our furniture partner, but we were using Court. We were using Court. And what I loved about Court was they can come in 1 hour and you have a whole new unit. So landlords use Court. And if you go on their website, they also have codes and I mean, you can just get a business account. That's a tip, is that you can get a business account with Court on a net 60. So a net 60 is going to mean that you don't pay for it up front. You're going to pay after 60 days, which really gives you some wiggle room when you have to furnish when you have to furnish that unit.
So why are you moving away from Court?
I'm moving, well, I shouldn't say I'm moving completely away from Court, but Court in Nashville, in the outskirts of Nashville, has an outlet center. So so the furniture that was previously rental furniture is in their outlet center. And so it just makes more sense at this point with revenue. It just makes more sense to buy. And so it's the exact same furniture. But now we're buying it. And they just pivoting. And we love, what I love about it is they can, they discount the furniture based on how used it is. So, yeah. Okay. So they have 40-inch TVs for $90, queen headboards for $99, bed frames for $35. So it just makes more sense.
So how much does it cost you to furnish your average apartment, kind of like for renting the furniture or buying the furniture? Like, what's kind of your range there?
Yeah. So with Court, it is $129. And that's going to be everything, like the couch, the chairs. You can add on rugs. You can, I mean, you can add on pots and pans. Court has a white glove service where they'll bring everything to you. So amazing. We've never done the white glove service, but we've done the basic $129, and they'll bring in the couches, the chairs, the bed, the frame, the box spring, the mattress, the side table, the lamp. So, and all of that for $129.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty...
with that, we were spending, it really, Court saved us in the beginning, right? In the beginning, we were spending maybe another $400 on accessories from Target. And when I say accessories, I mean the bath mats, the rugs, things for the wall and things like that. But now we've brought that number down just because of the volume that I'm buying.
All right. So Brandy, I have a question for you, and because a lot of our listeners are investors of all different sizes, right? We have investors with portfolios like yours, right, where that are huge. We have mom and pops who are renting an extra room in their house, and they may not consider themselves investors, but they definitely are. So, to the level that you're comfortable sharing, tell us, you know, $180K of revenue per month. What does that look like at the finish line, right? Like, what is happening for expenses? Are you getting these properties at a discount? How much are you able to mark them up because they are furnished well and they're available for monthly rent for these travelers, right? Give us kind of the breakdown from a business perspective.
Sure. Well, anyone who knows me knows I love talking money and I love talking the bottom line. And I'm so glad that this podcast is going to reach even, you know, everyone, you know, the mom and pop all the way up. Because this is what I needed to see. So I'm just, and no one talked about money when I was shaking on the phone calling that complex. So what do those, what does those numbers look like? So there's a formula that we use that I've learned from my mentor. And that is whatever you get the apartment at, whatever price you get the apartment at, then you mark it up by 50%. So all of our units are marked up at 50%. The apartment that I'm sitting in today rents for a $1,409.
Okay.
Right. And so I know that the minimum that we can lease the unit to a nurse or business traveler is going to be $2,818. That is our minimum. We also charge for utilities. You'll see if you kind of look at our listings, the utilities are not included. And so we charge $295 for utilities. So we're not taking on those extra burdens.
Right.
But with that though, guests have a utility cap. So right. We don't want you to just walk away and leave the water running. We still have a utility cap based on the amount of travelers in the unit for the length of stay.
Okay.
So the 30-day stay, we expect our light bill to be $85. We expect the water bill to be about $13 or $14 for one person, if that makes any sense.
Yep.
Numbers as far as, so that's the formula. You're going to want to double. You're going to want to double what you get it at.
Okay. So if you lease the property for $1,000, no, you're good. I just want to clarify. So everything's clear. If you lease the property for $1,000, you're going to rent it out for $2,000.
Minimum. That is correct.
Okay. So you're doubling your cost. Okay. Now, are you getting that apartment at a discount at all?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
So one thing that I had to learn very quickly on that first day was ask for a discount. you can only be told no. And the beautiful thing about representing a corporation at the time that I had just started was when one corporation talks to another corporation, don't forget you're calling B2B. You're not calling B2C. And so as B2B, businesses talk to other businesses in ways that maybe the business to the consumer to the business doesn't always have the privilege of talking. Right? And so it is no harm. It is expected for the business to ask for a discount.
So how much of an average discount do you typically get?
We typically get one, whatever their special is. Okay. So that's going to be 1 month free. That's going to be no fees to move in. So a lot of times when you move in, you can have those, amenity fees and move-in fees and all the fees. Also, we hate deposits. Deposits can eat up a chunk of our budget to move in. So we hate deposits. So we're going to start negotiating with no deposits. That's the first thing we do. Or I take care of that part. So I'm going to say I do. And then I negotiate no fees. And I negotiate whatever their special is. I always try to start it where the complex has already offered. And the good thing about it is if you look on the complex's website, they'll tell you what they're offering.
Right.
So we just start there. Right. So I start with, I'm looking at a complex now that's really wanting people to get in and they're doing 8 weeks free. Okay. So we'll start. That's a given.
Wow.
Right. They really want people in.
Right. Really?
Excuse me. That's a given. So our 8 weeks free is a given, but now we need no move-in fees and no deposit. And that really, really saves the day.
And do you have to do anything special with these complexes to be allowed to use them as corporate housing or sublease them? Are there some properties that just say, no, we don't do that? Or has that not been as much of a roadblock for you?
Yep. So if you go back to the beginning, the way I get around that, I don't even call the ones who don't offer subleasing or who don't offer those master leases. If you remember, if we go back to apartments.com, I filter it by corporate leasing, corporate housing. And I'm only calling the complexes that identify as corporate housing accepted or acceptable. And so that's how we get rid of the ones who don't even offer it. And that really saves me a lot of time during the day.
Right.
I try not to call anymore. Now I have a virtual assistant who calls. And she's amazing. She lives in the Philippines. And she calls based on the criteria that she's given. And so, yeah.
I was just going to say, anything else you want to add as far as kind of like the investment perspective or like revenue at the end of the day? Because I interrupted you a little bit there.
So we get to take home about 40% after everyone is paid. And so, I mean, in real estate, who else can beat those margins?
Right. That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Thank you. Yep. I sure wouldn't mind being there. Right. You're inspiring me in many ways, Brandy.
That's what I love about Furnish. Thank you, Kelly. That's what I love about Furnish Finder is it lets us live our real estate dreams. What yep. other industry is beating those type of margins? I don't know any.
That's great. Yep. I just think that that is such great feedback, Brandy, and I think it's a great opportunity for us to jump into our section that we call Landlord Logistics. And sometimes I highlight it, sometimes I don't, but a lot of the Landlord Logistics questions are built from what Furnish Finder provides in an ebook called Landlord Tips. So just a reminder, landlords, if you are looking for how to get set up with your furnished rental and you're starting from square one, go to furnishfinder.com, go to the resource tab for property owners, and there's a landlord ebook, and it's gold. It's really good. So you mentioned, Brandy, that you have a virtual assistant in the Philippines, and I remember from our intro call that you have a pretty great, well-oiled machine that I want to dive into. You have a couple of virtual yes. assistants, and I love what you highlighted on our intro call about how it doesn't matter what time of the day the lead comes in, you're ready for it. So tell us how that works for when someone inquires about your property.
I was able to get virtual assistants at $4 an hour starting out. Wow. And so now I have given them a raise just because of, you know, how amazing they are. But a virtual assistant is a really great option. And $4, let me just say, $4 is the standard in the Philippines. So we're still, you know, they're able to do quite a bit with it. They're awesome people. They have their English skills are really good. And it's just that's an option that you may want to consider.
And how did you find those?
So I use the website called onlinejobs.ph.
Okay.
And I put in what I was looking for, and I got so many inquiries, and luckily I was able to pick one that has really worked for me for the last few years.
That's fantastic.
That is so cool.
Thank you. So onlinejobs.ph is the one. What was the question? I'm sorry.
You answered it, girl. That's okay. That's great.
Okay.
But so a lead comes in at 2 a.m. Yes. Your time. What happened?
A lead comes in at 2 a.m. and someone on the VA Philippine team, you know, Filipino team, they are able to snatch that lead. And we like to get back to the guest in 10 minutes. And so it comes in at 2 a.m. By 2:10. I'd like to see, that it was answered mm-hmm. in some form. So if it's a text message, then we respond by text message. If it's an email, another thing that I love about Furnish Finder is that it asks the guest what they prefer, what method of communication they prefer. And that is gold, because we never want to contact a guest by phone and they prefer email, or by some of them prefer text messaging.
Right.
And you know, you gotta realize we're dealing with a lot of nurses who are night nurses who are on the floor. They can't always just grab their phones. And so mm-hmm. so if it comes in at 2 a.m., by 2:10, we've responded. And they always have the same basic question. I saw the listing on Furnish Finder. What do I need to do next?
Mm-hmm.
We're able to drive that traffic to the website. We don't take any bookings by text or by phone. Drive it to the website. And then if they need any more help, they can pick up the phone and give us a call once we open.
Right.
But someone is responding to them at 2:00.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. So that you led me to another question of website. That's pretty valuable. And most property owners probably would prefer to have a website, but not everyone knows where to start. So how much does it cost you to have them operate a booking service on your website monthly, and how did you set your website up?
Well, We're still working on our site as well. Yeah. We would love to
always.
Yes, that's
going to be never done. Never done.
Nope.
Oh my gosh! So thank you for saying that. Never done. But that's another goal. Even for a company with, you know, 60 units, which we don't consider large anymore, but we're still working on that website. So, but in the beginning, GoDaddy. GoDaddy was
okay.
$20. Mm-hmm. It was monthly. Awful, but it was $20 and it was a landing page. It just gave the nurse or whoever was inquiring the feeling that we really were real. Mm-hmm. And so back then we did a lot of phone calls so that you could hear, you know, our voice, hear the location of the units, you know, in retrospect to which hospital you were going to. So that really made a difference, but it was $20 on GoDaddy.
Awesome. Now, and I've been to your website. It's beautiful. Very well done. So do you pick the style? Do they pick the style? How did you come up with the details?
No, I didn't. That was a launch kit by Sparrow that I found on Twitter. So shout out to Sparrow Websites. And it was just a kit that they put together awesome. And built for us on website on WordPress. I think it was $1,000 maybe. And then to host, it's about $50 a month. Okay. So not expensive. And it works for now.
You know what I'm hearing from you, Brandy?
What?
I'm hearing that you are an excellent researcher, that you know how to strategically pick your team. And when you want to improve something, you just go to town researching it and make it happen. And that is a really... That's a really great quality.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you. I don't know another way. If you have a better way.
That's good.
Email it to me. No, I think you're right. It's researching, it's learning, and it's forming these processes, right? That you can repeat. Yes. And then just like with your VA, right? You repeat it and you master it and then you send it off so you can keep moving the boat forward.
Yes.
Okay, so with that...
Because I noticed the beautiful thing... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go. You off, Katie. You're good.
The beautiful thing about Furnish Finder is if they can message you, they're messaging everyone else.
Right.
So we want to capture that lead in 10 minutes to let them know, we see you, we heard you, we're here, but it's 2:00 in the morning.
Right.
We'll get back with you as soon as we open.
Right.
That's all I got to say.
No, I love that. Okay, so your reviews are outstanding. Tell us a little bit about some of the logistical things you do to get those reviews and maintain those. Like Kelly mentioned some things about your check-in and check-out process that literally sounds like you have it down to such a science. Like, it's crazy.
Well, we're still working. I'm still researching, right? And thank God I have a great mentor who helps me. But we're asking for those reviews, right? People are so busy and people are, they're just relieved to get a place to live that looks great, that matches the pictures, right? So people just forget. And a lot of times people think that they're not supposed to leave a review until they leave.
Right.
And we need a review at the beginning of your stay.
Right.
And sometimes at the end will work too.
Right.
And so they're getting a phone call. Was everything to your liking? Is there anything that you need? Did we forget something? How was the bed?
Right.
I want to know how the bed was. And you know why? I can ask about the bed. Because if it's not comfortable, I can send it back to court.
Right.
You know? So.
Uh-huh.
So I care about the bed. It's no sweat or, you know, money off my back. But and so with that though, I try to check in or I try to have someone check in on the onboarding team within 24 hours of their stay. And so if they say, you know, Jasmine, everything went great. Thank you for those check-in instructions. we found it perfectly. We're going to hit them with, could you leave us a review?
Right.
Could you tell the world, you know, how you liked it or how easy or,
right.
you know. Yeah. So just asking, right? Not being afraid to say. And then sometimes they'll say, you know, we really couldn't find it. It was around the corner and we really couldn't. Then you say, you know, how can we make that right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Love it.
So that assistant, is that the virtual assistant again, or who's your onboarding team?
No, that's going to be someone in the actual office. Just because if they do say something that was amiss, we want to get to it mm-hmm. right then and mm-hmm. there. We want to say, hey,
okay.
we're going to send someone from Instacart. We use shipped a lot. Shipped in Instacart, you know, we're going to get someone over. If our housekeeping team didn't leave out enough, what is it, guys? Hand towels or whatever, we're going to get someone over.
Right.
Right. Whereas there may be a delay with our Filipino team.
Right.
So that's going to be an okay. in-house team. Yeah. An onboarding team in the office with me. And we're going to send someone over. So those reviews mean so, so much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and you just got to care about people. You just have to care.
Right.
I would, you know, I'm here in one of our units and I stayed here last night. It's the first time staying in this unit. And, you know, I feel comfortable. I would live here. So that makes a difference. Landlords, if you're listening, and I know you guys do, you just got to care that everything is the way you would like it.
Right.
Awesome. So you have all these teams in place, and it seems like you have such a valuable group that you're working with. One thing that from our mm-hmm. intro call you mentioned is how you streamlined the move-in and the move-out process. So tell me, how is that set up so you get it right every time to set yourself up for those 5-star reviews?
Checklist, right? Pictures, checklist. So each unit has its own checklist, inventory checklist, right? And so someone from inspections, right? So this is different from onboarding. Someone in, you know, I call them inspections. They're going to go in after the guest has left, and they're going to make sure that the guest didn't accidentally pack up the iron.
Mm-hmm.
If they okay. did, it's not a problem. You know, we're going to go to the storage. We have storage units. We're going to go back to the warehouse. We're going to grab an iron. We're just going to put it back into its place.
Yep.
Right. So that way we can deliver on our promise.
Right.
Right. Because before the guests come, we send an email with a checklist of, hey, this is what you're getting.
Right.
You're going to get those white sheets, that white bedding. This is what you're getting. And so when they get there and the iron isn't there, it can really, it kind of turns a switch that makes the guests think, they don't do what they say they're going to do.
Right.
You know, they don't really, you know, and we don't want any of those things to kind of be like in the back of your head. We want you to know we're going to do what we say we're going to do.
Right.
So
the iron, let's take the iron into account and the okay. white, beautiful sheets. So if if a guest ends up accidentally staining a white sheet or it does walk off with the iron, do you have a system in place of how you communicate that to them, or do you take any, you know, money out of their deposit? How does that work?
Yeah. So you're going to have 3 days, and we tell you that up front, right? You're going to have 3 days to respond to us and say, oh my goodness, I accidentally took it. I'll mail it back to you. No problem. After those 3 days, we kind of figured that maybe you don't have time to return it. And so that's going to either come out of the deposit or be charged in additional. And we keep all cards on file through the website. And so it's okay. Your card is on file. And so most of the time, things don't walk away. Things don't accidentally get packed up. People are very careful. And you're dealing with business travelers, not vacationers, right?
Right.
Midtermers are very, there's a different mindset of a midtermer, right? They know that they're not there long. They know that the card is on file. They know, whereas sometimes a vacationer might have used their dad's card or someone else's card, right? But a midtermer, it's their card.
Right.
Very often it's their card, unless they're a intern or something like that. And so it doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, we just reach out and say, hey, would you ship that back to us? We'll cover shipping.
Right.
And if not, we'll just take it from the card on file.
So what have you found to be the best mix of unit sizes as far as performance goes? Do you have one bed, two bed, three bed? What do you find best?
Studios.
Mm.
Studios. One bedrooms.
Really?
Studios. We are almost exclusively studios.
Wow.
When I was doing short term, we had these big houses, and you can kind of see the in my face just the exhaustion,
right?
Because they took, I mean, they gobbled up resources,
right?
You know, those big, we call them here in Nashville, we call them the tall and skinnies. Right. So we had these big, tall and skinnies. They gobbled up resources. Now, studios are easy to turn over. We can negotiate a lot better. They often are the cheapest units
mm-hmm.
or the most affordable units at the complex.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a win-win.
Right.
We're able to get a good price on them with our cleaning crew. They're able to be turned over quickly. Right. So checkout is at 11. Check-in is at 2. I can't have such a tight window on check-in if I don't have a smaller unit. So studios, one bedrooms.
And what's your minimum rental period?
13 weeks.
Ah.
Oh, minimum 30 days.
Minimum is 30 days.
Okay, sorry, 30 I got days. Too excited. Minimum is 30 days. Average is 13 weeks.
Wow. And how do you keep track of everyone? Do you use a software? Do you use a spreadsheet? Like, how are you managing so many moving pieces?
I would not trust my own brain to do software. So Yardi is a software system that we use that's pretty expensive. Let me try to think of another one. I used to use
Yardi in my days in commercial real estate.
Oh, hi. So you know how much it costs.
I know how much it costs. And
me
and Yardi did not click.
Really? Too many moving parts?
No, I just, you know what? Like, I'm in marketing. So my brain, whatever side, left or right that is, Yardi is the opposite. It's a great software. It's fantastic. It was like oil and water. I was like, I don't like this. I don't like this. Yes. I don't like this.
Yardi definitely took some getting used to.
Right.
But I'd say I'm in a group of other owners, and I say to them, it is only good for us.
Right.
Do not try to share Yardi with anyone else. It just gives you a bird's eye,
right,
you know, synopsis. So that way when Kelly emailed and said, how much money are you making? Yardi.
Right.
You know, I can go right.
You have to have something. I mean,
on a small mom and pop level, what was I using? I was using pen and paper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I started out with five units, so it was much easier to Excel. I was using Excel. Once I got past five, I knew I needed to find something quickly.
Yeah.
I tried Hostfully, and I tried, what was the other one? Hostfully, Logify,
mm-hmm.
those websites. But they didn't work for me because you oftentimes have to connect your Airbnb profile.
Right.
And I'm a mid-termer.
Right.
I'm not a short-termer.
Right.
So I knew quickly that I would have to have a big system, software system.
That makes sense.
Nice. So if a traveler reaches out and they say, hey, you know, I see that this apartment is, I can't remember what you said, yours average, so I'm going to throw out a random number. I see that this apartment is $1,500 monthly. Is there any room for negotiation? What is your answer?
No. You know, sometimes apartments go on specials, right? But that's predetermined by me. In the winter, an apartment will definitely go on a special. A lot of times we can, so I'm learning, right? Because I used to say, sure, you know, but I'm learning that the people who may not afford it may not see the value in our hard work, right? And so they may not see the value of the white sheets and the white pillow protectors and the rugs that you know, are 18 inches out on the bed from the floor. They may not see the value in that. Right. And so sometimes things are mistreated or destroyed when you bring the price point down. Okay. Because, you know, you're dealing with a type of person who may not see the value. And so
that's great feedback.
They do go on special. They do go on special in the winter. Also, if a person is, sometimes I'll take a call or call and get transferred to me, and it's an intern situation, and the parents are footing the bill. And I get this a lot. We want to pay for the 2 months up front, but, you know, we just don't want to pay the taxes, Brandy, or we don't want to pay. We also charge for parking. Right, so parking may be $75 or $150 a complex. Brandy, we just don't want to pay. So you're paying $7,000 for the 2 months.
Right.
We can throw in parking,
right,
you know, to not lose the sale.
Okay.
But we prefer people who understand the value of all of the work we put into the unit.
Right. So what's your occupancy rate?
According to Yardi, 96%.
Nice, girl.
I would like
for
it to be higher. Thank you. I would like for it to be higher. But, you know, it's just the way it goes, right?
Sounds pretty. That's an A+ in school.
Right. You know, we got people, once people get there, you know, people don't, a lot of we get, you know, a lot of things we get is this too good to be true?
Right.
You know, is this real? Is this too good to be true? You know, so that's why that onboarding team, you know, we really do a lot of personality tests. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that onboarding team is warm and caring and really can feel my heart, right? Because we're not big enough where I won't get on the phone.
Right.
Or we're not big enough to where I won't overhear a conversation. I want to make sure that onboarding team is just as warm and caring as I try to be.
Right.
And I just think that the heart of that makes a difference.
Yeah.
And you Absolutely. Are so genuine. That's what I've enjoyed about our conversations is, you know, so many times you think of someone that is super successful and you have that thought of like, are they going to understand or should I talk to them? And you just have this down to earth personality that makes you want to have a conversation with you, just like your best friends. It's so cool.
Yeah. So I appreciate that. You know, we hear that from the guest, and then when they say something as sweet as you just say, Kelly, I say, can we have a review?
That's right.
Good timing. Great timing. So with 60 doors, I'm gonna move on with 60 doors. I can't help but think, how does someone enter the property well? So do you set up keyless entries for each, or how do you give them their keys?
Each complex, some complexes will allow some things that other complexes won't. So for the mom and pop landlord, we were using something called Key Nest. or Key Cafe, which is in so many different cities. You could leave your key at a cafe or at a restaurant.
Oh, that's cool.
And the guests can go.
Really?
The guests could go to the restaurant to pick up the key. And they gave a unique code and they went on about their way. We took that the extra mile, though, and we would give $5 gift cards to the barista or, you know, to the pastry maker. We were at a coffee shop and we were at a French pastry shop. And so we would tell the guest, you know, here's our code. Tell them that you're with House for Now and grab you a pastry before you go to the unit.
Oh,
that worked. Wasn't that cute?
That's awesome.
Yes.
That worked really well until the baristas got too busy. You know, it was in a really popular, it was downtown. They were too busy and accidentally handed off our keys to the wrong person.
No.
So we kind of pulled away from that, but it could definitely work.
So what do you do now?
Now we're asking complexes to use a system called Latch. And Latch is where the front facing of the door looks the same, but on the back, it's a keyless, a keyless entry. And so you put your phone up to the front of it and it kind of goes through the door and unlocks it.
Oh, that's cool.
Some complexes say yes to that. And some complexes say, no, you know, you may have to, we don't want our holes to be drilled bigger or, you know, there's some logistics there.
Right.
Some complexes allow lock boxes.
Mm.
Some here, this complex that I'm in now, they allow lock boxes. And so we'll just say, hey, you know, here's the location of our lock boxes with pictures, with detailed instructions, and someone on standby just in case their phone dies and they can't, you know. Let's see, lock boxes, Latch. A lot of times and this is why our partnerships is so important, because a lot of times we'll send the guest to the front desk and we'll say, hey, grab your key from the front desk. We've got a complex that I can think of now that is just amazing. And they give welcome baskets, gifts to our guests. And so they know them they try to know them by name, which I don't know how they do it. I don't even know their names all of the time. But they call and say, hey, would you send us, you know, move-ins for the month so that we can prepare they have like a little champagne and two little glasses for their champagne. Isn't that cute? I want some champagne.
Right.
That's amazing.
So I hope that answers your question. It's a combination.
I love the feedback, because it sounds like there's so many different ways to accomplish keyless entries, whether it's a lockbox or some code or your phone. So that's really good advice for our landlords. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, Brandy. Pets.
We love pets. If you're coming to Nashville, stay with us at House for Now and bring your pet.
All right, tell us how that works, because I know a lot of landlords, when they think pets, they instantly think of like a picture with everything shredded, or you know, dog pee everywhere, or like gerbils hanging from the ceiling. Like, tell me how you, because I feel like I know you well enough at this point to know that you have a process. I know you do. Tell me about it, so you make sure that that person is not the next Tiger King, having like chimpanzees and stuff in the apartment.
Well, the first question is, when we get you on the phone, right? So you've called our office at 8 o'clock, you've reached out to us. Furnish Finder has told us if you're traveling with pets.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of know, based on the answers that you've given, we kind of know yes or no.
Right.
But one of our intake prospect questions is, are you traveling with any pets or service animals? Right? Because we are ADA compliant and never want to discriminate. If you're traveling with a pet, however, then we just ask simple questions the weight of the dog or the weight of the pet and what kind of pet it is.
Right.
People say, hey, I'm traveling with two golden doodles. Typically, they'll send over like some sort of shot record or health record because, again, they're moving into a complex with other residents.
Right.
And we don't want our guests to bring in a mastiff. We do have to have restricted breeds
right.
based on the complex.
Right.
And there's, you know, every complex has a list of restricted breeds.
Right.
And so we just kind of have to go by that.
Right.
And so that's our process. We ask them, like, you could you send us over, you know, just to make sure you take good care of your pet. Could you send us over their health record or their shot record or, and every good pet owner has one.
Right.
You know, the last time they've been to the vet or their shot record or just whatever.
Right.
Once they send it over, the second part of this process is a good housekeeping team.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we, you know, if we go back to that money part, Katie, you know, I like talking about money. We're averaging $10,000 per guest, right?
Right.
$9,000 per guest. You know, we welcome guests. We're not just going to lose a listing or lose a booking
right.
over, you know, $100 white comforter.
Right.
Right. We encourage our guests to treat the home, you know, treat all of our properties the same and treat it like you would your home. But things just happen.
Right.
The way we get the way we're able to kind of give and take, though, we're going to charge a pet fee.
Right.
Right. The pet fee is non-refundable. So it's not a pet deposit.
Right.
It is a pet privilege fee, which another good thing that I love about Furnish Finder is when you're setting up your listing, it asks you, are there other fees that we haven't included that you would like to add?
Yep.
And you just put in other.
Yep.
And then we just type in pet privilege fee. And most pet owners know exactly what that means. That means the privilege of bringing your pet. We're going to trust you.
Right.
We're going to welcome
because there is extra wear and tear on a property with a pet, whether it's the best behaved pet in the world.
Absolutely.
Right. It's
y'all want to hear something funny?
Yes. Yes.
So funny, in Austin, Texas, when we, for whatever reason, have chosen to mainly do 3-bedroom, 2-bath. So we get a lot of families. I've gotten to where I love kids, but I like dogs better. It's like wear and tear. Right. Dogs can give wear and tear, but I feel like the kids get a lot right. more wear and tear a lot of times. Right. But we love them. Kids are great. And
that's right.
I can absolutely vouch from that from a personal perspective.
When I was doing short terms with those big, tall, and skinnies, children were worse than pets.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to charge a $300 pet fee per pet. And that's just insurance. We know that we're going to have to replace
right.
those comforters. We know that we may wash that comforter and the dog hair may not come out. And typically the $300 replaces plus, you know, it kind of gives that wiggle room.
Right.
Also, we use that $300 pet privilege fee to pay our cleaners extra because she's going to have to. That is a pet property, right? A pet unit, which all of our units are pet friendly, mm-hmm. is an automatic deep clean.
Right.
And so we're going to pay her extra because she's going to have to stay in that unit a little bit longer. She's going to have to, you know, have a magnifying glass almost on those comforters and those
right.
sheets and those
right.
blankets and things like that. So,
yeah,
we realize that. And so that $300 typically covers that per stay per pet.
You just make me rethink all of my landlording styles. When I talk to you, I'm like, do I want to continue doing the things the way I do? Or I like Brandy's ideas. Maybe I should start incorporating some of those.
Isn't it interesting? There's so many different ways you can do this. There's so many different ways.
Yes. So many.
Yes.
So many. I've got friends in Austin and they talk a lot about how it's very family friendly and they've all got houses and trying to buy more houses. And so I think this way works really well for one of the popular cities on Furnish Finder. And it says on, you can kind of put your city in and see how many hits your city has.
Right.
And so if you've got a really popular city like this, consider it.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Not that Austin or Colorado is not popular. That's not what I'm saying.
I'm sure Denver is very popular.
Denver is very popular and it's grown so much. The real estate market here is insane. But all right, Brandy. So tell us. Hang on.
Okay.
It's all good. We got extra music.
Speaking of pets. Ellie.
Right.
Hey. All right. Brandy, tell us some of your favorite aspects of Furnished Finder.
My favorite? I have so many. Definitely the housing request and the tenant leads. It asks all the right questions.
That's awesome.
So I don't have to get on the phone and re-ask you those things. Right. I'm just confirming with what you already put in on the tenant, on the lead or the housing request.
Right.
You're coming. It tells me how many days you're coming. It even has notes for me. So I can know some people prefer a higher unit for safety or a ground unit for, you know, handicapped or ADA compliance. I mean, it just, the quicker I can get you booked and comfortable, the quicker, the less anxiety the guest has.
Right.
And so we want to reduce that anxiety. You guys know that, right? You guys know about that. Guest anxiety. Can you? We're coming tomorrow. Can you do something?
Yep, sure do. and I also know what it's like to, like, you know, you send out requests or you think you find the perfect property or the perfect house, whatever it is, right? And you're like, okay, this is it. I found it. And you send a contact, crickets. It's like telling your crush that you love them, and then like they never get back to you, like. It's devastating.
Then you have to go find another one. Right. Nothing quite meets that one. Another thing that I love is that you can filter, right? So on the front side of Furnished Finder, you can filter by price. You can filter by hotel or filter by all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And I just love that we hardly ever get guests who are on the wrong side or who weren't meant for us.
Right.
They've already filtered. Furnished Finder just puts it all out there.
Right.
It has the price. It has the minimum stay. It has the pictures. It has our utilities included. It has the fees.
Right.
Everything is right there. And so it just reduces the time. You know, when we have someone that calls the office, we know that they're ready to book.
Right.
And that makes a huge difference in our bottom line and in our, you know, just couldn't do it without Furnished Finder.
Love it.
That's so special. Well, I think that's a good wrap up. Brandy, we are just so, feel so honored to have you as a guest on the show. And I'm sure landlords are going to learn so much from your feedback and all the details that you gave us. And just a quick reminder, guys, if you liked this episode, if you liked the show, make sure and subscribe, like, or comment on whichever platform you enjoy. So thank you, Brandy. And until next time.
Bye. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Bye.